Chapter 36. That night there was a storm, and I woke to hear the rain lashing the window panes. It was coming in the open window. Someone had knocked on the door. I went to the door very softly, not to disturb Catherine, and opened it. The barman stood there. He wore his overcoat and carried his wet hat.
"Can I speak to you, Tenente?"
"What's the matter?"
"It's a very serious matter."
I looked around. The room was dark. I saw the water on the floor from the window.
"Come in," I said.
I took him by the arm into the bathroom, locked the door, and put on the light. I sat down on the edge of the bathtub.
"What's the matter, Emilio? Are you in trouble?"
"No, you are, Tenente."
"Yes?"
"They are going to arrest you in the morning."
"Yes?"
"I was out in the town and I heard them talking in the cafe."
"I see."
He stood there, his coat wet, holding his wet hat, and said nothing. "Why are they going to arrest me?"
"For something about the war."
"Do you know what?"
"No, but I know that they know you were here before as an officer, and now you are here out of uniform. After this retreat, they arrest everybody."
I thought a minute. "What time do they come to arrest me?"
"In the morning. I don't know what time."
"What do you say to do?" He put his hat in the washbowl. It was very wet and had been dripping on the floor.
"If you have nothing to fear, an arrest is nothing. But it is always bad to be arrested, especially now."
"I don't want to be arrested."
"Then go to Switzerland."
"How?"
"In my boat."
"There is a storm," I said.
"The storm is over. It is rough, but you will be all right."
"When should we go?"
"Right away. They might come to arrest you early in the morning."
"What about our bags?"
"Get them packed. Get your lady dressed. I will take care of them."
"Where will you be?"
"I will wait here. I don't want anyone to see me outside in the hall."
I opened the door, closed it, and went into the bedroom. Catherine was awake.
"What is it, darling?"
"It's all right, Cat," I said. "Would you like to get dressed right away and go in a boat to Switzerland?"
"Would you?"
"No," I said. "I'd like to go back to bed."
"What is it about?"
"The barman says they're going to arrest me in the morning."
"Is the barman crazy?"
"No."
"Then please hurry, darling, and get dressed so we can start."
She sat up on the side of the bed. She was still sleepy.
"Is that the barman in the bathroom?"
"Yes."
"Then I won't wash. Please look the other way, darling. I'll be dressed in just a minute."
I saw her white back as she took off her nightgown, and then I looked away because she wanted me to. She was beginning to be a little big with the child, and she did not want me to see her. I dressed, hearing the rain on the window. I did not have much to put in my bag. "There's plenty of room in my bag, Cat, if you need any."
"I'm almost packed," she said. "Darling, I'm awfully stupid, but why is the barman in the bathroom?"
"Shh, he's waiting to take our bags down."
"He's awfully nice."
"He's an old friend," I said. "I nearly sent him some pipe tobacco once." I looked out the open window at the dark night. I could not see the lake, only the dark and the rain, but the wind was quieter.
"I'm ready, darling," Catherine said.
"All right." I went to the bathroom door. "Here are the bags, Emilio," I said. The barman took the two bags.
"You're very good to help us," Catherine said.
"That's nothing, lady," the barman said. "I'm glad to help you just so I don't get in trouble myself."
"Listen," he said to me. "I'll take these out the servants' stairs and to the boat. You just go out as though you were going for a walk."
"It's a lovely night for a walk," Catherine said.
"It's a bad night, all right."
"I'm glad I have an umbrella," Catherine said.